Barbed Wire, Obscene. Written by the Casual Cheesecake. Read by Catalina Hart. It starts like this. Nir Hoisang is desperate and terrified and crying to his Sangha that he's losing his Dage and this is unbearable. It starts with Jingguangyao being, well, let's say Jingguangyao's feelings on Nir Mingzhe are complicated, so even as he kills him slowly, he can't resist the temptation. It starts easily. Jingguangyao lets a smile freeze for a moment on his face when Nir Hoisang says he would do anything to help Dage, lets his eyes grow vacant in the direction of his bookcase, allowing Hoisang to catch him. It isn't easy to hide the predatory hunger on his face as Nir Hoisang pages through the book, watching Nir Hoisang's eyes grow wide and fearful even as his mouth opens and his cheeks flush. They both know Dage would refuse, without question. Instead, it becomes a matter of how far Jingguangyao is willing to go to indulge Nir Hoisang in this. How far is he willing to go to see this happen? The image in his inner eyes of Nir Mingzhe, beastly, unhinged, Hoisang's lithe body underneath them being plundered like something out of Nir Mingzhe's worst fears, it imprints on Jingguangyao's eyelids like a haunting. How would one go about convincing the world's most righteous man to use his little brother that way? To use anybody that way, truthfully? It's as impossible as rekindling that spark in Nir Mingzhe's eyes when he used to look at Jingguangyao as if he were something precious. Nir Hoisang is looking at him with the desperation and trust of a child. And he is. He cannot have any earthly idea of what he is volunteering to do. Jingguangyao refuses him. Not out of any personal morality or valor, but simply because it would be too obvious for him to leap on this the way he so wishes he could. Nir Hoisang cries in earnest then, open and fragile on Jingguangyao's chest, begging and being shushed. Jingguangyao thinks and thinks, glancing at the illustration in the book and imagining Hoisang in Dage's arms, weeping for entirely different reasons. The way Jingguangyao sees it, a righteous man can only be righteous so long as his world is set in a rigid hierarchy of conduct, ordered from the admirable and honorable to the worst of the unforgivable horrors. An act so vile as the consumption and ruining of Nir Hoisang is very high on the list of unforgivables. But if one were so inclined, they could take it upon themselves to dig deeper into Nir Mingzhe's sense of morality and unbury worse corpses for him to shudder away from. If one were so inclined, they could braid Nir Hoisang's hair and press a single kiss to his temple once they finished, and simply state a fact against his skull. Dage values nothing more than your safety, Sonsang. Please set this foolish business aside. A seed, a garden. Jingguangyao is a patient man. Jingguangyao is busy courting a woman that adores him when he gets a summons to Qinghe. It's months following the conversation in his bedchamber, and like a good gardener, Jingguangyao has let the air swaddle his treasure and his mind wander away from it. It isn't odd for Nir Hoisang to call upon him this way, as if the distance between Jinlan Tai and the unclean realm remains the same as that between Meng Yao's chamber and the young master of Qinghe's. Nir Hoisang does not suffer abandonment, nor does he consider distances like a common man. Qinghe is not forbidden anymore, not to Jingguangyao, who has seen the soft underbelly of the castle in its master's tears. He no longer expects horror at every corner, so it comes as a shock to Jingguangyao when he walks into Nir Hoisang's rooms to see him shivering violently on the bed like something possessed. Jingguangyao stands frozen in the doorway for a long moment, wrecking his eyes upon the small form clad in soft, thin underclothes that only serve to contour the minute shudders going through his muscles. Nir Hoisang's teeth are clicking rhythmically against each other. The sound echoes against the stone of the room. It isn't cold, Jingguangyao finds himself thinking, and then he steps inside slowly until he is hovering over Nir Hoisang. He looks pained, beautiful, tinted as grey as his castle. Jingguangyao touches a hand to Nir Hoisang's calf and flinches back at the unexpected chill. He had assumed Nir Hoisang was taken by a fever, But this is unnatural. He has touched corpses warmer than Nye Hoisan's skin. Nye Hoisan opens his eyes at the contact. You're here. The syllables are breath and shudders. A familiar stillness comes over Jingguangyao. His sense finally catching up to him. He thinks it's proper to feel like a hunter in the home of butchers. What have you done? He asks, not entirely succeeding at hiding his hunger. Get Dagger. Asan, what have you done? You said he would protect me. Please, Sangha, please get him. Nye Hoisan curls around himself like the act of speaking has seeped even more heat out of him. Jingguangyao is frozen by just how fortunate he is to see it. He wants to laugh, but instead he makes himself smaller, lets a gasp of his own fill the room, and stumbles out to find Dago with the urgency of death at his heels. It takes no more than a stuttered, terrified Hoisan for Nye Mingzhe to rise from his seat and abandon his counsel to follow Jingguangyao to his brother's room. Nye Hoisan is still tangled up in his covers, shivering and whispering pleas into the fabric. Nye Mingzhe falls to his knees at his bedside. His hand goes to Nye Hoisan's forehead immediately, only for him to gasp out an expletive, then climb entirely onto his brother's bed to wrap him in his arms. What's wrong with him? He barks out. Jingguangyao does not smirk. He is so close he can taste Nye Mingzhe's rune on the tip of his tongue. He shrugs, helplessly. Nye Hoisan stirs in Dago's arms and whispers, I need you, into his heavy hanfu. Nye Mingzhe looks ready to start a war in Nye Hoisan's name. Your chi deviation is young energy, Dago. Nye Hoisan continues, the words forcing themselves out of him with a heaving effort. This is Yin. He is clutching at Dago as if to preemptively stop him from leaving. I'm so cold. Jingguangyao stays very still. He watches and memorizes the exact second where the truth of this dawns on Nye Mingzhe. It carves itself in his eyes and breaks his gaze. It is a storm, an earthquake. Nye Mingzhe shakes under its weight, and for what feels like a lifetime in a moment, the Nye's under Jingguangyao's gaze look like sculptures of grief and need, like art. When they move, they do so in sync, so in tune with each other's bodies already that it would be indecent to watch, with Jingguangyao not completely aware of what he is to observe next. Dago flinches back, and Nye Hoisan follows gracefully, with barely a blink between the movement and response. No. Jingguangyao has never heard Nye Mingzhe sound so tortured, not even as he cut him open in Wen Rohan's court. Jingguangyao moves then, balances himself on the tightrope of tension between them. He approaches Nye Hoisan slowly to not frighten the animal that is Nye Mingzhe, but he still earns a growl when he touches Nye Hoisan's forehead with two of his fingers to check his chi. He makes his voice small and his words heavy when he reports. He will die if you don't. He isn't sure whether it's theater or good fortune that Nye Hoisan's chest rattles underneath them, sounding deathly and horrifying. Jingguangyao is a very clever man. It isn't a surprise to him when his hypotheses line themselves up neatly and rightly and fall at his feet like offerings, but the satisfaction of it is as heady as any victory could be. Jingguangyao watches, content as Nye Mingzhe dies within the soil of himself and unearths his choices. He watches as Nye Mingzhe weighs the atrocities in his palms, watches as the heavy burden of them bends Nye Mingzhe's spine around his brother, watches the choice be made like a kill, swiftly and with no small amount of regret. Nye Mingzhe presses a chaste kiss on Nye Hoisan's shivering form. He closes his eyes in the silky strands of Nye Hoisan's hair. He looks gutted already. Jingguangyao knows that the choice isn't the worst of what will paint itself on Nye Mingzhe's face and conscience. Nye Mingzhe, just like his brother, is a child playing at knowing horror, thinking that he understands what he has yet to face. Nye Hoisan starts whining then, wounded and pained from the center of his chest. His eyes are closed and his mouth is open, teeth chattering against nothing as his jaw moves with the cold. Jing Guangyao isn't sure Nie Huaisan is even aware of the sounds he's making. He is distressingly blue and absent.
Leave,
Nie Mingzhe orders, slow and dangerous. Jing Guangyao doesn't even think before the word is out of his mouth. No, he will not be denied the fruits of his labor. This is something he needs to witness. It's as vital as air. You could kill him. I am not leaving. Nie Mingzhe growls in frustration and fists his hands in Nie Huaisan's thin robes.
Did you do this to him?
Nie Mingzhe's eyes are already red-rimmed and furious. Jin Guangyao should be scared, but he isn't. Nie Huaisan has found a way to give him a greater gift than he ever thought possible. He's giddy with it. Daga, I know you think the worst of me, but it never hurt Arsang. He lets his hand waver hesitantly in the air next to Nie Huaisan's face, letting his eyes focus on Nie Huaisan even as he feels Nie Mingzhe's need for violence shake in him. He loves you. I only wish he didn't hurt for you this way. It's better than a physical blow, the way Jing Guanyao's words slither in between Nie Mingzhe's ribs and into his being. Daga, I'm so cold. Nie Huaisan says again and hides his nose in the layers of Nie Mingzhe's robes. I know, Song Song. Hush now, Daga's going to make it better. Jin Guangyao says and makes pointed eye contact with Nie Mingzhe as he does. Nie Mingzhe is blessedly cowed. He ascends under Jin Guangyao's gaze and kisses the trail from where his mouth lays on top of Nie Huaisan's set down his temple and cheek. He is so gentle with it. He nibbles at the curves of Nie Huaisan's jawline like a delicacy, and then finally opens his eyes and grips Nie Huaisan by the chin, his thumb landing softly on Nie Huaisan's bottom lip. Didi. It's an exhalation, an aimless question. Nie Huaisan's eyes flutter open and he licks his lips. Please, he begs, and so Nie Mingzhe kisses him. They're so desperate with it. Nie Huaisan chases his dagger seed into his lap, wraps his arms around Nie Mingzhe's neck, and crawls on his knees until they are as close as humanly possible, until all Jin Guangyao can see is a tangle of sheets in their clothes, wrapped around them, indistinguishable. Nie Mingzhe's face is reverent. There is a crease between his knitted eyebrows that is caught between the peak of pleasure and indescribable sorrow. His arms are solid against Nie Huaisan, holding him up even as he shakes. But his fingers, clenched in Nie Huaisan's robes, tremble like he's holding something unbearably precious in his palms, like he can't quite believe Nie Huaisan is there. It is possibly the most romantic thing Jing Guangyao has ever seen. He's ravenous for it, for what it means, for how debased and fallen Nie Mingzhe is. The Nies have always been honest to a fault. Jing Guangyao is very glad to witness how this barren truth undoes them. The kiss is finally interrupted when Nie Huaisan starts coughing violently. He hides his face in Nie Mingzhe's chest and wheezes his way back to breathing. Nie Mingzhe looks horrified, like he only just remembered where they are and why this is happening. He looks to Jing Guangyao, helpless and frightened, the way he never would be were this anybody but Nie Huaisan. He suddenly looks exactly as young as he is, a boy with his world dying in his hands. Touch him, Jing Guangyao says and leans himself to set a hand in the middle of Nie Huaisan's freezing back. Nie Mingzhe moves as if in a daze, a marionette under Jing Guangyao's words. He strips the soft material of Nie Huaisan's underthings from him, baring his skin to Jing Guangyao's greedy eyes. Nie Huaisan does not have the skin of a cultivator. He is smooth and unscarred, soft like silk beneath Jin Guangyao's hand, protected even there by his brother's indulgence. No discipline whip has touched his spine, only careful fingertips and loving mouth. Nie Mingzhe's hands, when they finally settle, are obscenely large on Nie Huaisan's waist. Jin Guangyao looks forward to seeing Nie Huaisan's perfect skin bruised and scratched by them. He thinks by the heat already emanating from Nie Mingzhe like an open fire that he won't have to wait long. Nia Hoisang is making tiny hurt noises as Dago Peppers kisses down his long, graceful neck.
He needs you, Jin Guanyao states.
Nia Mingzhe nods into Nia Hoisang's neck with closed eyes and furrowed eyebrows. He takes a moment to steel himself, then unpeels from his brother and pushes him into Jin Guanyao's arms. Nia Hoisang curls against Jin Guanyao instinctively, whining, abandoned, and still so cold.
Shh, little bird, you'll be all right. Shh now.
Jin Guanyao mumbles into one naked shoulder, then looks up at Nia Mingzhe, who is staring at them with something between wonder and fear.
Get undressed, Jin Guanyao orders. Nia Mingzhe obeys without even a glare.
Jin Guanyao wants to laugh and stunt joy. If he were to have set brush to paper to write down his deepest desires, he could not have imagined this. It is an even greater gift for how completely unexpected it is. Nia Mingzhe's fearful deference and Nia Hoisang's pained exhalations caresses Jin Guanyao like a warm breeze on a cold day. He breathes contentedly into Nia Hoisang's soft, citrus-scented hair and watches Nia Mingzhe strip for him. Layers reveal layers and then glorious sculpted muscle. His skin is marred by countless small wounds, but none bigger than what Jin Guanyao is inflicting on him now. Nia Mingzhe is already hard against his stomach. He attempts to hide his shame with his palms, glancing guiltily at Jin Guanyao like a child caught by his mother. Jin Guanyao raises a brow at this, which only darkens Nia Mingzhe's cheeks. Nia Mingzhe's voice stutters, unsure, entirely unlike himself. Jin Guanyao snakes both arms around Nia Hoisang in his lap and spins him, settling his back against his stomach. He opens his thighs with two sure palms, displaying him for his brother. Nia Mingzhe's mouth drops open a little. He tilts his head and scans Nia Hoisang with hooded eyes. His hands drop from his crotch to his thighs and fist there, like he's physically restraining himself from touching him. Jin Guanyao has no such qualms. He runs the tips of his fingers up Nia Hoisang's smooth legs, circling around his waist and navel. He traces his way to his neck. Nia Hoisang drops his head against his shoulder, showcasing his lovely Adam's apple and the way he swallows around her shallow breath. Nia Hoisang is barely conscious, his weight slumped entirely against Jin Guanyao. Whatever it is he's done to himself, it's moving through him fast. They do not have time for Nia Mingzhe's conscience to get in the way now. Jin Guanyao moves his other hand up until it's at the crook of Nia Hoisang's thigh. He holds the purred swell of his ass in his palm and teases his fingertips closer to his entrance. He moves no closer, just traces slow lines on the soft skin and waits for Nia Mingzhe's patience to wear thin. Nia Hoisang moans into his ear and shifts closer, rubbing his ass against Jin Guanyao's closed erection. And Nia Mingzhe moves like a wave in response. His hands land on Nia Hoisang like twin brands. Jin Guanyao can feel the heat of his damaged young energy radiating from him.
Didi, it's a dark whisper.
Nia Mingzhe lowers his head to rest on Nia Hoisang's stomach, and Nia Hoisang stirs to tangle his shaking fingers in Nia Mingzhe's hair. Jin Guanyao can't see from his vantage point, but he can hear the wet sound of lips moving against skin, and Nia Hoisang's stuttering gasps in his ear. Jin Guanyao can imagine the scratch of Nia Mingzhe's mustache against the soft skin of Nia Hoisang's belly against his cock. The thought sends heat racing up his spine.
Dago!
Nia Hoisang whines loud and high. In between his thighs, Nia Mingzhe's groan travels across the sheets until Jin Guanyao can feel it on his own skin. Nia Mingzhe's shoulders shift as he leans forward with his hands against Nia Hoisang's thighs and plasters himself to the bed. It's a gorgeous sight. Nia Mingzhe is tanned and sculpted, large against Nia Hoisang's soft, delicate curves. Jin Guanyao is so distracted by the view that he completely misses what Nia Mingzhe is doing until Nia Hoisang lets out an unabashed groan and then sobs, clutching at Nia Mingzhe's hair harder and begging him with barely coherent words not to stop. The sound of Nia Mingzhe's tongue lapping against Nia Hoisang is obscene.
Jin Guanyao knows without having to look that Nie Hoisang's soul is fluttering against the wet heat because Nie Hoisang's moaning like he's being devoured. Nie Mingzhe growls deep in her throat as he does it. It sounds inhuman. He sounds like an animal tearing its prey apart, reveling after a long period of hunger. He grabs his brother's sides more firmly and slides him down Jin Guanyao's chest until his head is pillowed on his stomach and Nie Mingzhe's mouth has more leverage to eat him out. The room hangs on a precipice of pleasure for ages, filthy and wanton, but held at bay by Nie Mingzhe's hesitation to take pleasure in this. It is pathetically transparent in his closed eyes, in his fingernails digging hollows into Nie Hoisang, in his insistence to bring Nie Hoisang to the brink again and again and never let him fall. Jin Guanyao is a patient man, and there is pleasure to be taking in watching a man dash himself against the solid rock of his own morality as he edges closer and closer to breaking himself in half. Whatever it is that is tearing through Nie Hoisang's body and wrecking him, however, is not as patient. Jin Guanyao searches within himself for the urgency he should feel and finds it missing. He thinks it would be just as lovely to watch Nie Hoisang die this way. He wonders how long Nie Mingzhe would wait before following, or if his honor perhaps would forbid him that easy escape. Jin Guanyao has so rarely found himself in the rare position to be content in the journey, uncaring about the forks in the road. There is no option here that would disappoint him. Nie Hoisang is very cold against him. It's a little uncomfortable, like holding a corpse, except his chest is moving with wheezes and rattling breaths. It makes something in Jin Guanyao want to bundle him up in warm things and nurse him better. The juxtaposition of his own kindness and cruelty is startling, but he is so used to maneuvering between his different masks of self. He is in Qinghe, so Men Yao speak through him. It is as simple as that, he thinks. Dago is leaning his head against one of Nie Hoisang's thighs now, being patted by lethargic hands. His mouth is reddened and wet, and there is something indecent glistening on the dark hair of his mustache. Nie Hoisang's cock is half-hard. It curves just a little to the left and settles delicately next to Dago's cheek. They look more filthy now than anything Jin Guanyao has ever seen. He thinks it's the heedless innocence of it. It's in the paleness of Nie Hoisang's skin, in how utterly worshipful Nie Mingzhe looks with his eyes closed and his mouth nuzzling carelessly against him. If Jin Guanyao didn't know better, he'd think them lovers. It is a wonder he never saw it before. He can feel the cocks in his mind turning, reassessing, recontextualizing every touch and every whisper between them. He places them maliciously where they belong in his mind, to be used. Dago, Nie Hoisang whispers weakly. Nie Mingzhe's shoulders curve farther inwards. Without moving his head, he lets his hand wander down and presses his thumb where his mouth was, teasing slowly at Nie Hoisang's entrance. Nie Hoisang gasps. It sounds sickly. Nie Mingzhe stutters again. Gods, how delightful! And looks to Jin Guanyao with vulnerable eyes. Jin Guanyao extricates himself from Nie Hoisang, letting him fall fully on the bed and grabs his hair oil from where he knew it would be, on the vanity across the room. It's a heavy thing, needlessly ornate. He sets it on the bed like an offering, next to Nie Mingzhe's hand. Nie Hoisang grabs for Jin Guanyao as soon as he's close enough for his hands to reach, so Jin Guanyao reclaims the spot beneath Nie Hoisang's head and pats gently at his braids, letting his fingers tangle in them and scratch at his cold scalp. Jin Guanyao can smell the distinct citrus perfume of the oil as Nie Mingzhe dips his fingers into it. He watches Nie Hoisang's face slacken and his eyes widen as Nie Mingzhe sets about opening him up. Nie Hoisang looks scared. Jin Guanyao wonders if this is his first time being taken. He hopes it is. He hopes this marks them both as irrevocably ruined. It takes too long to prepare him. Nie Mingzhe is stalling still. It's not as admirable as he thinks it is. Jin Guanyao wonders if Niu Mingzhe thinks his ancestors are watching, if he thinks his hesitation buys him sympathy or forgiveness. What a cowardly butcher this man is. Once it is unavoidable, once Niu Mingzhe's fingers are all but fucking Niu Hoisang as a proxy for his cock, once Niu Hoisang is whining softly, his hips bucking as much as they can using his broken strength, Niu Mingzhe sits up. He looks at his brother as if it's a goodbye, as if this is the last time he'll see him whole. And then he fucks him. It isn't hesitant at all. It's as swift as a knife. It takes even Jin Guanyao by surprise. Niu Mingzhe groans like a dying man. His head tilts back like he's praying, mouth open and eyelashes fluttering. Niu Hoisang's gasps is drowned out by how loud Niu Mingzhe is. It's beautiful. The heat in the room intensifies as Niu Mingzhe starts moving. His eyes, when he opens them, are pools of red. He looks dangerous, unfocused. He moves like a beast, hard enough to jostle Jin Guanyao with Niu Hoisang. Before Jin Guanyao can even think about it, he wraps two fingers around one of Niu Hoisang's slender wrists, connecting their energies together. He feels Dago's corruption eating at Niu Hoisang's core, draining the cold and replacing it with something volcanic in its heat. Niu Hoisang's skin no longer feels freezing against Jin Guanyao's, heating up with worrying speed. The noises being ripped out of Niu Hoisang's scratched throat are more pain than pleasure. His palm under Jin Guanyao's hand is sweaty and feverish, and he burrows his forehead into the layers of Jin Guanyao's clothing for a touch of skin. He whines when that proves too tricky and tries to escape Niu Mingzhe's relentless thrust with his pathetically weak grip on the sheets. Jin Guanyao shushes him and holds him down to feel the entire magnitude of the earthquake that is Niu Mingzhe, growling and scratching red, angry lines on Niu Hoisang's thighs. "Please." It's a pathetic sound. It goes unheard between them. The sickness that took Niu Hoisang dissipates into Dago's veins. Jin Guanyao feels it merging with his damaged chi, and then he feels the exact moment when Niu Mingzhe's energy starts eating at Niu Hoisang's own. It's fascinating. Jin Guanyao has never felt anything like it. He didn't know chi could feel this predatory. Chi is bright and pure. He thinks of Lan Xishan's golden core, guiding his own and nurturing it, letting him feel what healthy and vibrant energy is so he can imitate it. This is nothing like that. It's indescribably violent. Jin Guanyao can feel the way Niu Hoisang's life force tears and is stolen in bits and pieces. "Stop! Please stop!" Niu Hoisang sounds terrified. "Dago, please!" Niu Hoisang's weak fingers clutch at Niu Mingzhe's hands, but Jin Guanyao can see how ineffective they are, childlike against the wall of Niu Mingzhe's grip. Niu Mingzhe does not hear him, or if he does, he shows no signs of recognizing the plea for what it is. The euphoria that floods Jin Guanyao is vulgar. So debased and pleased that he hides his face in Niu Hoisang's hair rather than stop the smile that spreads over it. Niu Hoisang starts crying then. His tears stream down his cheeks and onto Jin Guanyao's. He's too exhausted and drained for sobs. Small, wounded sounds escape with every breath. He curls in on himself and around Jin Guanyao as much as he can, but Dago's hands stop him from getting too far. There's a look of rapture on Niu Mingzhe's face, something deeper than sex going through him. Jin Guanyao isn't entirely sure Niu Mingzhe is present at all, or if he's just been overtaken by need and fulfillment. He's mesmerized. He had not expected to see beauty in Niu Mingzhe again. He had consigned his feelings toward this man to the realm of the past and forgotten. It's ironic that seeing him take something unbidden so gruesomely would awaken that warmth in Jin Guanyao again. Here is what Jin Guanyao has always seen. Here, the beast. Here, the butcher. Here, a man just as ugly as Jin Guanyao is, and by extension, absolutely stunning. Soft pleas escape Niu Hoisang's lip, drowned out by Niu Mingzhe's grunts at first, but then growing louder until Jin Guanyao can make out, Please, it hurts, please, it hurts, please, it hurts, over and over again with varying degrees of exhaustion and pain. It distracts Jin Guanyao from the sight of Niu Mingzhe and makes the hair on the back of his neck stand on end. Niu Hoisan's beautiful face is twisted and pale, the reverse side is a perfect tapestry of ecstasy Niu Mingzhe makes. Jin Guanyao isn't even sure Niu Hoisan knows he's begging out loud. It's horrific and it makes Jin Guanyao's cock leak under the layers of his hanfu. He caresses Niu Hoisan's face where it sits in his lap and shushes his cries, but that only makes Niu Hoisan back louder, directing his gaze to him rather than his brother. It hurts, he says again, and it's loud and broken, and suddenly the tectonic waves of Niu Mingzhe's movement still entirely, making Jin Guanyao realize exactly how much force they'd both been rocking with before. Niu Mingzhe is shaking his head, brows furrowed, eyes closed. The transfer of energy halts under Jin Guanyao's fingertips. Dagger. Hope. Da. Jin Guanyao has a hand over Niu Hoisan's mouth even before he realizes he wants to move. Niu Hoisan's eyes widen. Betrayal looks stunning on him. Jin Guanyao watches one perfect tear gather in the corner of Niu Hoisan's right eye and fall just as Niu Mingzhe's movements regain momentum. And then he smiles down at him, his Niu Hoisan smile, the one with his best dimples and his softest expression. Oh, little bird, you wouldn't want all of this to be in vain, would you? Jin Guanyao leans in and steals a trail of tears into his lips, salty and gratifying. I'm sorry, he says, but the smile on his face refuses to be tucked away. He can feel Niu Hoisan's mouth moving wetly against his palm. Jin Guanyao would have preferred to hear him, but it is of no consequence now that the choice has been made. Niu Mingzhe is fucking into Niu Hoisan's open and vulnerable body with the abandon of a mindless creature. The wet sounds of flesh on flesh fill the room now that Niu Hoisan's swaps no longer do. Jin Guanyao loses track of time watching Niu Mingzhe dragging his eyes along his powerful form. There is no scar on him of Jin Guanyao's making. It's a pity. He is, however, carving himself into Niu Mingzhe's very being permanently. Jin Guanyao will exist in the darkest parts of him, will be the corruption that eats away at him. And then he will leave, spotlessly clean of the murder of the world's most righteous man. It ends too soon. Niu Mingzhe's head falls on Niu Hoisan's soft belly. He grunts through his release, muffling himself in the scratches he made on that delicate skin. And then it's silent. Niu Hoisan's chi feels wrong under Jin Guanyao's fingertips, sickly and weak, drained of any brightness. He has closed his eyes and isn't moving anymore. Jin Guanyao lets his hand fall from his mouth onto his bare shoulder. He's feverishly hot. Jin Guanyao glances at Niu Mingzhe. He's still hunched over his brother, but his shoulders are shaking. He is sobbing. Jin Guanyao cannot help but want to hurt him deeper. He reaches over and grabs one of his wrists, connecting them together. Niu Mingzhe is healthier than he's ever been. Jin Guanyao knows when Niu Mingzhe notices because he cries harder, wrenching his arm out of Jin Guanyao's grip and wrapping himself around Niu Hoisan's unnaturally still form. Didi, it's a wet whisper against Niu Hoisan. Didi, please. When Niu Hoisan does not stir, Niu Mingzhe sits up, only to realize he's still inside his brother's body. He flinches violently backward, hitting his shoulders on the headboard and clutching at his stomach like he's in pain. Niu Mingzhe is an ugly crier. His face is red and blotchy with tears, his mouth wet and hands shaking. Is he, Minyao, is he? He cannot finish the question, but Jin Guanyao understands. Jin Guanyao leans in and puts his ear against Niu Hoisan's mouth. Niu Hoisan's breathing is labored and soft, but there. No. Niu Mingzhe gasps. Jin Guanyao quickly amends. No, he's alive. Weak, but alive. Niu Mingzhe nods and then does not stop nodding. He wraps his arms around himself and pulls up his knees to his chest. It's a pathetic sight on a man so large. Jin Guanyao pulls his focus back to Nie Huaisan, who looks so small between the sheets. His thighs lay open. There are large bruises on them, red and angry, framed by 5 small wounds on either side. Jin Guanyao turns his back to Nie Mingzhe and hovers over Nie Huaisan. Curiosity makes him glance down, move Nie Huaisan's soft member out of the way, and watches Nie Mingzhe's sea trickles out of him. He can hear Nie Mingzhe's panicked breathing behind him, so he sees no reason not to push one thump into Nie Huaisan and collect the fruits of his labor, profiting from the fecundity of Nie Huaisan's warm and wet body. He hums after a moment and lets it be, delicately arranging Nie Huaisan's limbs and pulling a sheet over him. He tucks his hair behind his ear and then whispers into it. "Wake up now, little bird." Nie Huaisan gasps and opens his eyes. "There you are." Jin Guanyao feels a smile stretch his face, a soft mask, benign. Nie Huaisan looks haggard, face pale and eyes bloodshot. When he speaks, his voice is frayed and weak. "Dogger?" "He's well. You healed him," Jin Guanyao says comfortingly. Nie Mingzhe makes a grieved and horrified noise in response. "Huaisan." Nie Mingzhe's hand comes to hover over Nie Huaisan's leg, but does not touch him. "You're okay?" Nie Huaisan asks. Nie Mingzhe's face twists in disgust, but he nods. Then he gets up and out of bed, gathers his clothes around himself quickly and haphazardly. Nie Huaisan's eyes widen, fearful. "Dago?" When no answer comes, Nie Mingzhe is still moving around the room and collecting his things. He panics and moves to get up himself. That proves too optimistic of him. He collapses back on the bed with a moan. He looks to Jin Guanyao, then begging with his eyes. So Jin Guanyao helps him up, and Nie Huaisan follows his brother to the door. "Nie Mingzhe!" Nie Huaisan shouts. Nie Mingzhe freezes but does not turn. "Better that we had died." Nie Mingzhe's voice is dark, his tone final. "Better that you had left me to die," he whispers. And then the door slams shut behind him, and Huaisan collapses in Jin Guanyao's satisfied embrace. The end.